Thought we could kick things off by chatting about what it is Poetry in First Languages that the project aims to achieve. What is it that you guys set out to do here?
Yeah, so Poetry in First Languages was born out of me sitting on the banks of the Shoalhaven River as poet in residence down at Bundanon Trust, and I could hear the sounds of ancestors singing, and I really wanted to learn what they were saying. So I called my auntie and said, "What's going on? Am I going mad?" She said, "No, you know, it's obviously a prompt to go and learn language." And so for me, it's been a journey then of becoming a language and law custodian on Gunungurra country where I was raised. So I'm a Gunai girl, but born in the Highlands. And Poetry in First Languages is a project that supports poets to do the same, to go and learn language from their elders and custodians, and then to teach language with elders and custodians on country, and to support students to create and publish poetry in those languages as well.
This is such a fantastic initiative.
Yeah.
What languages are explored during the workshops that you guys provide?
So far, we've explored Gunungurra language up in the Southern Highlands, Dharawal language in the Illawarra, and we'll be working in Gadigal language in Sydney later in the year. We'll also be working on Bundjalung country at a diversionary centre for Unlocked, and also on Dooraga country, Yuin language down south at Bundanon later in the year as well.
So what's the response been like so far? Because you've already run a few of these workshops. How are people responding?
Yeah, I think community is really excited to be employed in the community for teaching language. So there's that employment pathway for our language custodians, and they're always pretty happy to be reimbursed for their time and effort for things that they're doing anyway. School students are thrilled to be learning language, and I see them really grow in their confidence throughout the workshop. So at the start, you know, you might say, "Who are you and where are you from?" And they might not be able to tell the poet leading the workshop sort of where they come from or the language ties to community that they have. But by the end of the day, they're really confident in having explored that and being able to share poems in language. And we're having the program evaluated as well by Bailey and Yang and UTS. So seeing that continuation through an evaluation, I think will be applicable for other programs also. So, we'll be able to see that impact of learning language for our little people and how that can be applied in other arts contexts and in the classroom. So hopefully it happens more often.
Hopefully.
And kids feel really strong that way.
Yeah. Do you find that the kids pick up the languages quite quickly? I find kids to always be like sponges when it comes to learning
really
things.
They really do. Yeah. Initially there's that kind of shyness around pronouncing words that they're unsure of, but we try to create a really safe space and explore it in ways that are meaningful. So our language custodian in the Illawarra for Dharawal language, Jodie Edwards, would share 10 language words and tell a story for each of those language words, and then why those places or why those words are important. And often they're places or natural objects that kids are using anyway. So she might talk about Gadu, the sea, and then hands up, you know, who's been swimming in the ocean? What do you love to do by the ocean? Great. Everybody say Gadu. You know, Gadu is a really important word for us because we're Palanjang people, we're saltwater people. And, you know, seeing kids draw those connections is really powerful. I think they gain confidence to speak it that way.
Mm, absolutely. And it's such a wonderful way for especially, I think, school kids to learn about Indigenous culture and to learn about Aboriginal culture as well.
Definitely.
How are the poems shared kind of to the wider community? Are they shared?
Yeah, definitely. So our poems are published initially on the Red Room Poetry website. So we're in the process at the moment of doing our final stages. So the commissioning process differs for this program than some of our others in that the poets meet with their elders and custodians. They write the poems. They then translate them with their elders and custodians, and then we publish them. So it is a slower process. They'll also be published in an anthology, hopefully with HarperCollins later in the program. So it's a three-year program. And then with our different partners as we go along. So student poems from the workshops in the Illawarra are being published on buses that will run around the Illawarra for 6 weeks NAIDOC week. Yeah, so they'll get to see their poems driving around town. Poems from the Gunungurra workshops are being painted into a mural by Rhianna Lotta, and she's a local Gunungurra raised artist. So students will see their poems published in great big murals within their school. For the Gadigal workshops, the poems are being published with an artist, so they'll be audio recorded and then flowed through the water stream that runs through the gardens there. So the audience will be able to walk through the gardens, place a stick into the water and hear it being projected. So that's pretty exciting.
That's amazing.
Keen to see that unfold in November. For NAIDOC Week, we're also working with some partners down at the Darling Quarter, so we'll get to see those being published on these great big cubes. So lots of different ways. That's one thing that Red Room prides ourselves on, is that we aim to make poetry a meaningful part of everyday life by placing our poems in public spaces. So, it's really exciting to see. Student poems especially, driving and being in beautiful murals.
Absolutely. Now, for anyone out there who's listening and who is really intrigued and really wants to learn more and maybe wants to get involved or get, maybe they have kids at a school that want to get involved, is there the opportunity?
Yeah, definitely. So we're shaping up our program for 2019, and the aim is that we'll commission across the eastern seaboard of New South Wales, and that workshops will kind of span that area as well. So, and then into Victoria and Queensland as well. And for schools to reach us, they can jump on our website at Red Room Poetry and check out the poetic learning pages. And there's a link there for parents or school teachers who might be interested. We love having volunteers, so any person who maybe is a custodian or a community member, First Nations or not, we love to have people come and volunteer at Red Room Poetry, and any support is valuable and deeply appreciated. And you can find that information on the Red Room Poetry volunteers page. We also, these programs, you know, we're a non-for-profit, and these programs are supported by different grant applications or philanthropy partners. So any financial contributions are greatly appreciated too. And we can be reached at education@redroomcompany.org.
Fantastic.
That would be really helpful as
Wonderful. Well, Kelly, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a lovely afternoon.
You too.